This is Ozarks at Large for Monday night, April 1st, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Christina Thomas will be with us in just a bit.
Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.
All day I've been thinking I'm not going to start this part of the program off with no fooling. This is the week that we have our fundraiser.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for bringing it up, though.
Yes. This is the spring fundraiser week for KUAF. Now, we don't have phone volunteers here after 7 p.m.
No, they've all gone home.
Which is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks to technology, there's a way you can, if you are a regular listener to the evening programs on KUAF, you can still contribute while you're listening to your favorite shows, be it this version of Ozarks at Large or Performance Today or the Great Classical Music Beyond.
You can do that by going to supportkuaf.com and making your contribution there.
Why is it important that someone make their contribution, whether it's right now or tomorrow morning when they call in?
Because listeners are the reason that we are able to stay on the air. As public radio, that is how public radio works. We have contributing listeners who give financial support to us so we can continue to bring them the local and national programs that they enjoy listening to.
So are you telling me, Antoinette Grajeda?
I am telling you.
That if I enjoy listening to Terry Gross and Fresh Air, that KUAF has to pay for that program?
We do. We do have to pay for that program while we do not produce it ourselves in order for us to have the right to use it. We have to pay Terry Gross's people and the people that work on that show. So we have to pay NPR for the programs that we use from NPR.
But then there's a program like Ozarks at Large, Antoinette Grajeda, in which that's not a national show. Does that still cost money?
It does still cost money because there are reporters like you and I who do have a salary.
And there are computers.
There are computers
and, there are microphones.
And equipment.
Yes.
And things that we need to have in order to produce Ozarks at Large.
And the lights above us?
Yeah, we have to pay for those too.
Okay, all right. And again, if you want to contribute right now or you enjoy listening to Terry Gross perhaps at night at 6 or classical music after us, you can do it online at supportkuaf.com.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a conversation with writer Dave Barry. Also, a story about how bugs are related to public radio.
First, one worker was killed and three others injured after an accident at a nuclear power plant in Russellville yesterday morning. The workers were performing regular maintenance at Arkansas Nuclear One, owned by Entergy Arkansas. Terry Young is a spokesman for the facility.
As we were moving a generator stator, which is a very large component at Arkansas Nuclear One, that stator fell as it was being moved out of the turbine building.
Young says Entergy is deeply saddened by the loss of one of its employees. He says the accident poses no danger to the public and no radiation was released. Entergy, along with state and federal officials, will be conducting an investigation into the cause of the accident.
Officials with the Arkansas Department of Workforce Services report the unemployment rate in the state remained unchanged during the month of February. Kimberly Friedman with the agency says labor statistics show unemployment held steady at 7.2%, while the national jobless rate dropped from 7.9% in January to 7.7% in February.
Looking at February of this year, total non-farm jobs actually increased 7,600. We saw that seven major sectors posted gains, three actually declined, and one industry remained the same. The government industry added 5,200 jobs, but most of that increase occurred in state government as public school employment returned to normal levels after the winter break.
Friedman says more than 96,000 Arkansans were unemployed during February.
April is National Sexual Assault Awareness and Prevention Month. In his weekly radio address, Governor Mike Beebe says aside from the personal toll it takes on victims, everyone ends up paying for sexual violence, regardless of whether there is a personal connection to the victims or not. The governor says some of those societal costs include increased police and investigative costs, offender treatment programs, and health care for victims.
Sexual assault is considered to be the most underreported violent crime in America. Victims hesitate to report these crimes for fear of skepticism or failure to bring the perpetrator to justice. We want our police, prosecutors, and courts to treat victims with the respect they need and deserve. However, anxiety causes many victims to never report the offense and leaves our law enforcement and legal systems unable to provide necessary action and assistance.
There is more information about preventing sexual violence at the website for the Arkansas Coalition Against Sexual Assault, or ACASA. www.ozarkfoothills.us.
The Ozark Foothills Film Festival begins Wednesday, April 3rd, and runs through Sunday, April 7th. The annual event is in Batesville and will show more than 30 films from directors across the nation. The historic Landers Theater will screen many of the films. Bob Pest is the president of the Film Fest organization, and he hopes to attract interesting and unique films, including those that are locally produced.
One of the things we do have is we have an Arkansas showcase, which we always have. And we have 10 films by Arkansas filmmakers. Several of them are university professors, and the rest of them are just filmmakers in Arkansas who are sort of trying to work their way to the top.
This year's theme is Women Directors. For more information, visit OzarkFoothillsFilmFest.org.
Razorback baseball team now 6-3 in SEC play. The Diamond Hogs won 2 of 3 against SEC rival Mississippi State this weekend in Fayetteville. Mississippi State came into the weekend ranked 15th in the country. Arkansas won Friday's game 5-4, lost 4-1 on Saturday, and the Razorbacks won yesterday afternoon 3-1 to clinch the 3-game series. Arkansas returns to action Thursday, another SEC series. They'll be at Alabama.
Mostly cloudy tonight with a 40% chance of rain and lows from 40 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 46 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow there is a 100% chance of rain. Expect between a half and three quarters of an inch of rain with highs from 45 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 49 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night expect more rain with an 80% chance of precipitation and lows from 36 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 41 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley. Expected rainfall amount will be between a quarter and 1/2 of an inch.